KXRN LP Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach. Member supported KX93.5.
Special report.
You're listening to TNN Radio on KX93.5.
It's one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind.
We'll be right back.
Yes, kids, it's about that time. We are now broadcasting live high atop the KX93.5 Towers. That's right, the mothership right here in Laguna Beach, California. It's KX93.5. I'm Jimmy, your host, prognosticator of all that's good and decent in the world of music. You're a loyal and faithful servant of the airwaves. Now, today, Randy, with an I, is out. She has a sore throat. But joining us from London through Pasadena, it's the one and only Lisa London. Lisa with two E's.
Hello, all. It is such a beautiful day here.
Isn't
it? Sunny. And sunny yet breezy Laguna Beach. See, I'm doing the weather report for you, Jimmy. You don't even have to do it now.
Oh, my God. No, they make us do this only because we have so many people that come and blow through this town on their vacation because it's the vacation getaway spot, you know.
It's so. Vacation and retire and art and
a little bit of everything.
And surf and everything. Yeah.
So today, hey, listen, if you're just coming to town for the first time, right, see that little trolley that goes up and down the street? It's free. Jump on it. It goes down Coast Highway and all the way back and forth on PCH. You can take it for free and see everything. Now, today, here's what to see. 76 degrees, partly cloudy. The waves are 3 to 4 feet. With occasional ankle slappers, I guess that is for you, Lisa.
Oh, is that a short joke, Jimmy?
Water temperature, 70 to 72 degrees. And if you're here with someone special, sunset is at 6:37 p.m. There
and
you go.
And also, if you're here with someone special, what? I have to mention some what? Local what? Local stuff
what?
That
Tell
you
us.
Should see.
Tell us. Tell
okay,
us.
So my friend from high school, Curtis Gornier, his mom is a artist, painter, and she actually has a gallery here in Laguna Beach. Her name is Suzanne Gordonier, and if you look her up online, it's just suzannegordonier.com. And check out her art. It's right here in Laguna, and she's fantastic.
Go down there.
Yes, so go while you're, enjoying the sun and the surf and the ankle slapping.
And the ankle slapping.
And the trolley. Go check out Suzanne Gordonier's art gallery because she's awesome.
So today we got a little bit going on, and next week is going to be crazy insane for us, Lisa. So tonight, we're
going to
we started off the show with Young the Giant, fine little tune called My Body. And thanks to Eddie Vedder and the folks over at MSO, they took care of us all weekend long. We're simultaneously not only here, but we're at the Ohana Festival, and I'm going there this afternoon. Look for the Hispanic dude with the Dodger hat. That'll be me. Come up and say
There's
hello.
There's only one.
I know,
only
right?
Only one Hispanic dude with a Dodger hat.
And next week, because Dave Grohl is the coolest dude on the planet, and most of the bands playing Cal Jam 2018 are good friends of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Lisa and I will be floating amongst the stars.
Oh, of course. We'll be hanging with Dave, my buddy Dave.
And our good friends from Greta Van Fleet, they're from Michigan. They want
guys.
To hang out with us again.
I'm totally doing that.
So let's do this. We have Alec Benjamin in studio.
We do.
Oh, my God. We have cartoon crazy fans already sending us emails.
Yes.
They want to know if he's really going to be here.
I know. It's like hard to believe, but we have him here in the flesh.
All right. So we'll talk to him in a little bit. But in the meantime, all right. Again, they're from Michigan. They're good friends of the show. They'll be at Cal Jam 2018, and we'll be there. We'll do some interviews and stuff, play them back in a week or two. In the meantime, this is their latest. This is Safari Song right here on TNN Radio and Laguna's only FM. This is KX93.5.
Can't you move my way? I'm getting hazy. Oh my.
We are now on iHeartRadio. Just search for KX935.
Monsters with a fine little tune called Lottie Dottie. So, you know what, Lisa, I don't know about you, but, you know, I think personally a lot of the big bands that are out there that for some reason get a bad rap, you know,
yes,
because they're hard to get a hold of sometimes.
But
the reason being is like because everybody and their mother wants to talk to them.
Once you become too big,
yes,
people start resenting you.
I don't know about that,
yes.
But they're hard to get a hold of. But once you're in, you're kind of in.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So, again, we want to thank Eddie Vedder, the guys from Pearl Jam. We've been able to cover them several times, and they were very kind to us this weekend because they took care of us over at Ohana Fest. We'll be down there in a couple of hours. In the meantime, this is a song from back in the day. I think it's one of Lisa's favorite Pearl Jam songs.
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Black right here on KX93.5.
Oh, quiet, numbskulls. I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to Lisa London on TNN Radio.
God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God.
Darkest night of the soul. Guess what? You are the shining light. Come on. Bounce back, you always do, from some pretty rough nights. You will tunnel your mind in through. You are the shining light. Let's go. I'm right here. I'm coming with you. I can't handle it, you're making me mad. You know it's just not right. You don't know how beautiful you are, and you are the shining light. Hello. Come on, dummy. Get a clue.
Yes, we're live, we're local, and we're broadcasting from coast to coast and around the world at KX935.com, iHeartRadio, Pandora, and Spotify. We're broadcasting from the mothership in Laguna Beach, California. It's KX935. So, Lisa, by far one of my favorite songs by the Eels. The song is called You Are the Shining Light, and you have a shining light in the studio.
We have a super, super, super awesome shining light right here, Alec Benjamin. Now, he is a very, very talented singer-songwriter and just a lovely boy in general. So we are happy to have him here. Welcome, Alec.
Thanks for having me.
And I understand you have a new project, so we're going to be talking about that. But
great.
I think first we're going to listen to one of your songs to get people who are not as familiar with you. Because, okay, so you have a big audience, but we want to introduce our audience to you.
Thank you.
Because your audience maybe are a little bit younger than our audience.
No. Say it ain't
yeah,
so.
Yeah, a little
maybe.
Bit.
So we're gonna, I don't think so.
We're going to catch everybody
Anyone
up to
can
speed.
Listen to my music.
So we're going to cross you over. We are going to make you a big crossover. So here we go.
Great.
So before we actually go into great detail about your life story, we want to hear something from you. So what are we going to play, Jimmy?
We're going to do Boy in the Bubble. Boy in the Bubble. Yeah?
Cool with me.
Good?
Yeah, cool with me.
All right. All right, this is Boy in the Bubble. It's Alec Benjamin right here on KX 93.5.
It was 6:48, I was walking home. Stepped to the gate and I'm all alone. I had chicken on the plate, but the food was cold. Then I covered up my face so that no one knows. I didn't want trouble. I'm the boy in the bubble. But then came trouble. When my mom walked into the living room, she said, boy, you gotta tell me what they did to you. I said, you don't wanna know the things I had to do. She said, son, you gotta tell me why you're black and blue. I said, I didn't want trouble. I'm the boy in the bubble. But then came trouble. And my heart was pumping, chest was screaming, mind was running, air was freezing. Put my hands up, put my hands up. I told this kid I'm ready for a fight. Punch my face. Cause I like the pain. Every time you curse my name, I know you want the satisfaction. It's not gonna happen. Knock me out. Kick me when I'm on the ground. It's only gonna let you down. Come the lightning and the thunder, you're the one who'll suffer, suffer. Well, I squared him up, left my chest exposed. He threw a quick left hook and it broke my nose. I had thick red blood running down my clothes. And a sick, sick look, cause I like it though. I said I didn't want trouble. I'm the boy in the bubble. But then came trouble. And my heart was pumping, chest was screaming, mind was running, nose was bleeding. Put my hands up, put my hands up. I told this kid I'm ready for a fight. Punch my face. Cause I like the pain. Every time you curse my name, I know you want the satisfaction. It's not gonna happen. Knock me out. Kick me when I'm on the ground. It's only gonna let you down. Come the lightning and the thunder, you're the one who'll suffer. 6:48, he was walking home. Blood on his hands from a broken nose, but like every other day, he was scared to go back to his house because his pops was home, drowning his troubles in whiskey bubbles, just looking for trouble. Well, there's no excuse for the things he did, but there's a lot at home that he's dealing with because his dad's been drunk since he was a kid. And I hope one day that I'll say to him, put down those bubbles and that belt buckle in this broken bubble. Punch my face, do it because I lie.
Yes, you're listening to Two Radio Salvation right here at 93.5 FM. And that was Boy in the Bubble, Alec Baldwin, and...
No.
What?
Not Alec Baldwin. That was Alec Benjamin. I have to say, he texted me earlier today saying, could you send me the Alec Baldwin songs? And I was like, okay. I mean, I know what you're saying. But
oh, my
anyway.
God. That is too funny.
Do they really?
Oh, my God. Dude, I can't believe I did that. I do okay. like that sometimes, and I apologize, but oh, my God, that is too
That's funny.
Funny.
Well, anyway, I like Benjamin.
Alec Benjamin, you have the better hair, dude.
He has great hair.
Thanks.
He has great hair. So, Alec, tell us, you just came back from a tour. And
yeah.
I understand you're not feeling all that well. Explain to us what happened.
Well, I won't go into too much
yes,
detail.
Yes, we don't want too
yeah,
much detail.
Yeah,
but
no,
just roughly.
I got to go to Australia and then to Asia for the first time, and I think I ate some food that didn't agree with me. But
oh
I
God.
Made it here, so.
Well, that's what, dude, what, so you were on
barely.
Tour, and you mm-hmm. went to a couple of countries. Where'd
yeah.
you go?
Just Australia, Malaysia, and Singapore.
You know, that I've seen some of the music videos on YouTube. So
okay.
you have like a crazy following.
Well, you know, it's growing.
Yeah.
It's starting. Yeah, that's nice.
Good for you.
Thanks.
Dude, the places to go, because we talk to bands that tour everywhere. For some reason, we have a big following in Brazil, Japan, and China. Don't ask me why, dude. Well, we just do. But those
are great countries.
Yeah, those fans in those countries are like insanely crazy about good music. The genre doesn't really matter because I you as an artist, I'm sure that as you were growing up, you're local, right? From Huntington Beach, yeah?
I live here now, yes.
Okay.
But he's
so
from Arizona.
You're from Arizona.
From Arizona, but I'm local now.
Okay. Yes. But when you were growing up in Arizona, I don't know what kind of music you were listening to, but as far as I know, most artists will listen to different types of music, right? And would you not agree that good music is good music no matter what genre it is?
Absolutely.
Yeah. So that being said, I think that you would do really, really well in many parts of the world, my friend.
Oh,
I just
thank
you. Yeah, no problem. So, dude, what bands were you listening? What are some of the artists you were listening growing up, let's say, in Arizona?
In Arizona?
Yeah.
Like the first kind of, well, Eminem was like my favorite artist.
I knew it.
Yeah.
I could hear all that influence there.
I could see with the little gel in your hair, dude. I could see that.
And then I listened to like a lot of heavy metal. So I liked like...
What?
Like
who?
Well, System of a Down. They're not that heavy, but
all
I love
right.
System
well,
of
no,
a Down.
That's, but they're heavy and melodic at the same time.
We did something with them a few months ago.
Yes.
Dude, they are like the coolest dudes
did
in the
world.
Did you
meet them?
Didn't meet them. God, who did I speak? Serge Tankian.
Okay.
Nicest guy in the world.
I love him.
Yeah. Wow.
Well, they're Armo. I'm Armo.
Okay. Very cool.
My little cousin dated somebody in the band. Like everybody.
What?
Like, my other cousin's married to one of the guys, Shavo. Like everybody, we're all related.
Okay, well that's great.
Yeah, we're like in laws with the Kardashians too. So like we're all connected. And I'm like, I'm totally serious. But anyway, but they're great, and I love them. And, you know, I remember when they were starting out, and they played me their demo, and the immediate thing that I noticed was their melodies. They have really strong
they're
melodies,
awesome.
And actually, that's what you have as well in
Thanks.
Common. You have very good, strong melodies.
Thank you.
Well done, you.
One of the things that I've always noticed about great artists, like I said, we've been very, very lucky that we've chatted with a lot of, we'll just say, good guitarists. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I've noticed, everyone that I talk to, they walk around like it's an appendage with their guitar.
I do that.
Just
too.
Like you.
Yeah.
And at every moment, I always see them just tinkering with their guitar and playing whatever.
Right.
So
when did you pick up
your
guitar?
When did you do that?
I started playing guitar in like in the end of high school. So I was like 17 or 16. And then I started writing songs around the same time. So I guess I started kind of late. But
right.
I'm more in love with like singing than I am with playing the guitar, but I like to accompany myself. Yeah.
And writing as well.
And writing,
yes.
Yeah.
So that's.
But I think I like singing more than writing.
Really?
I have to be honest, yeah.
Aww.
Yeah.
Yeah, because when I saw you at Hotel Cafe, you were probably, what, 18, 19?
I was 19. Yeah.
19. Wow. And this is the first time I'm actually seeing you in person without your family.
Right, yeah, that's true. They come,
they come to all the shows. It's so cute.
My family is more of a
the mom,
more of a,
dad.
An appendage than my guitar. They're attached to me.
Your sister, everybody, they're all there. So
that's
so
fun.
Nice.
But you know what?
Supporting.
As you get a little older, you'll learn to appreciate that.
Oh, I do appreciate it.
Yeah, I don't remember who told me this, but it was one of the punk band guys. And he said, look, man, the one thing I love about my family, we don't always have to agree on everything. But when you have to rely on someone, he goes, like, if you need bail, they're always there for you.
That's true.
All right. I don't think Alex is going to need bail.
Yeah, I don't think you have to worry
Let's
about that.
Let's not influence this kid in any
but
negative
you know what
way.
I'm saying, yeah.
Right?
I get
yeah, it's the mindset. So
okay, so we were talking off air about touring. Do you take a band with you? How do you do this?
Well, I'm doing my first tour coming up in the next month, so I think I'll probably just be me and a friend. And we have like we've arranged the songs in a way that I think gives them enough dynamic to where I don't need a full band.
Was that the same friend that played at the Echo?
Yeah, it was. But
oh,
we're like doing like we're building it up even a little bit more, so he'll be involved in more songs. His name is Nathan, and then I'm gonna tour the U.S. and do one show in Canada. And then next year I have a European tour planned, and then I'm going to do another U.S. tour.
Wow.
When's your next kind of local show?
I'm playing at the Roxy
nice.
In 2 months.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah. Well, we'll be promoting that.
Yeah, well, I'd when love you're to ready have you guys to, there.
Yeah,
yes, absolutely.
The Roxy has a fond place in my heart. I've seen many, many bands there. Mm-hmm. And if you're playing there, dude, all I can tell you is it's probably very well-deserved, man.
Oh, thanks.
I'm telling you, man, I've seen some of your videos. You know what? Let me ask you this, man, because...
Well, wait, throw in a suggestion? What? If anyone does go to the Roxy gig, you do have to bring earplugs, not for the music, but for the screaming.
Oh, yeah.
Screaming fans. I could not believe it. I left your concert at the Echo with a ring in my ear, and it wasn't because
they
did
scream pretty loud.
They were going nuts.
Yeah.
And not only them, but their moms. It was the 13-year-old girls and their moms, and right. The moms were equally, because I thought, I'm standing next to a mom, I'm fine. Mm-hmm. Oh, no. So... bring the earplugs. Okay, go on, Jimmy. Sorry.
So if you're just tuning in and you're listening, whether you're here in Southern California or from coast to coast around the world, we're chatting with Alec Benjamin. he's in studio. So Lisa had mentioned all your screaming fans. And the last time I had ever seen this somewhat of a phenomenon, especially, you know, from your YouTube videos, was Bieber. Not kidding. It's kind of like crazy, cool. Insane like that.
I think it's slightly less crazy.
I don't know, man, because there's another band, and Randy is not here. She is our other co-host, and she has tapped in to a band called BTS. They're from South Korea.
Yeah,
so she's now part of the BTS army, apparently. And this show, for some reason, I'm like the new Dick Clark of South Korea. Because we play their music every show she's here. But it's kind of like that, dude, that you have fans that are
BTS
that engaged.
BTS, they're definitely more farther along.
I think maybe just a little bit, but you're not far behind, man. As far as the love that you're getting from your fans.
Though, I appreciate it.
When you go to your shows, I mean, what do you attribute to all those screaming people to? Seriously.
I've been... building it for a long time, so I think it's just one brick at a time. He has slugged his guts out.
He's been, and you know, he's tenacious too. You know, it's like, it's not working out with one label, no problem, moving on. And he puts in the work.
Oh, tenacious.
Yeah.
So dude, let me ask you this, man. Do you dance any? Because we know the guys from BTS, man. If you dance a little,
I
you can
could
word a word.
Not do what they do.
You'd be like in one of their videos.
Right, yeah. I don't know about that, but I'm a terrible dancer. Yeah.
You wouldn't be both. So dude, you're gonna do an acoustic song for us, yes?
Yes.
So what do you got?
It's called Let Me Down Slowly. Should I do it now?
Well, tell us a little bit about it first, and then go into it whenever you're ready.
All right. I guess this song, I wrote this song 5 or 6 months ago, and it's the first single that I put out off of like the new songs project that I've been releing. And it's just a song about when you're with somebody, and then you maybe feel like they're going to leave, but you don't want them to leave, so you're just asking them to be nice if they do. Yeah, that's
very
what the song's
deep,
about.
That's nice.
It's a very simple idea, yeah.
You and Kay Flay, man, you have a word about relationship song, so kids love it. Let's hear it. How's that?
All right, should I move this mic?
Yeah, move it down just a little bit so it works perfectly for you, and whenever you're ready, ladies and gentlemen, this is Alec Benjamin right here on KX93.5.
This night is cold in the kingdom. I can feel you fade away. From the kitchen to the bathroom sink, and your steps keep me awake. Don't cut me down, throw me out, leave me here to waste. I once was a man with dignity and grace. Now I'm slipping through the cracks of your cold embrace. So please, please, could you find a way to let me down slowly? A little sympathy, I hope you can show me. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down. Let me down, let me down, down. Let me down, down, let me down. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Cold skin, drag my feet on the tide as I'm walking down the corridor. And I know we haven't talked in a while, so I'm looking for an open door. Don't cut me down, throw me out, leave me here to waste. I once was a man with dignity and grace. Now I'm slipping through the cracks of your gold embrace.
embrace. So please, please, could you find a way to let me down slowly? A little sympathy out, you can show me. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. Let me down, down, let me down, down, let me down, 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 let me down, down, let me down. If you wanna go, then I'll be so lonely. If you're leaving, baby, let me down slowly. And I can't stop myself from falling.